practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church. Today, let's begin the program with that great old Christmas hymn of the faith, as it were, O Holy Night. I love this song, and I think that probably most of you do as well. Here it is, O Holy Night.
The stars are brightly shining, it is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
I like all of the Christmas songs, and of course, O Holy Night is one of my favorites. I could listen to that, I think, 24 hours a day as we approach the Christmas season. Well, it's a delight to have you there by the radio, and I do trust and pray that you're going to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. Are you? Don't skip church. Don't miss out on getting together with others of like precious faith. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, it tells us that as born-again believers, we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And so I would encourage you to go to church today. If you don't have one to attend and you're here in central Pennsylvania, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30. And then this evening is our evening service at 6 o'clock. And by virtue of the fact that this is the first Sunday of the month, tonight we will be celebrating the Lord's table. And so I would invite you all to come on out and be with us. And then, of course, on Wednesday, we have our midweek service. We begin at 6:30 with our children and youth ministries and single moms ministry. And then at 7 o'clock, we gather together with the adults for prayer meeting and Bible study. And, of course, Dr. Chris Davis continues to take us down through the book of Ephesians verse by verse. And he's doing a tremendous job. And I would invite you to come on out and visit us at one of our services, Sunday, 9:30, 10:30, and 6, and then Wednesday at 6:30 and 7. I might mention that as we are approaching the Christmas season, we have a number of various Christmas activities taking place throughout the course of this month. And one in which we attempt to minister to the community is our drive-through nativity. This is the third year in a row that we've done this. It will be held December the 11th through the 13th at Highland Park. You come to the Faith Baptist Church, which is located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street, and get some free popcorn and hot chocolate and things like that, and then move up toward Highland Park and go through the live nativity. It's a very beautiful time of focusing on what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us on that first Christmas, as we say, because there are various stages of the Christmas story presented. It's presented in music and in word, and we'd love to invite you to drop by and visit us. Again, that is the Faith Baptist Church drive-through live nativity, December the 11th through the 13th, from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock in the evening. Come on out and bring the entire family and refocus on what took place there in the area of Bethlehem nearly 2,000 years ago. It's a blessing to me every year when I go through it myself, and I think it will be a blessing to you as well. The Faith Baptist Church drive-through nativity, December the 11th through 13th, from 6 until 8 in the evening at Highland Park. And of course, you begin here at the Faith Baptist Church, located in Highland Park at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street, and then go up to the live nativity. We will be more than delighted to have you drop by and visit us. And again, if we can serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. And of course, our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And of course, our email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And if we can help you in any spiritual way at all, that is to help you come into a vital relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, or to help you grow in Christ, we would be more than delighted to serve you in that way. So please do not hesitate to contact us. Let's pray. Father, I thank you once again for the opportunity that we have to do this program, as we've been doing for many, many years on these radio stations. And I thank you, Lord, for those who are listening this very moment. You know who they are. You know where they are. You know what their spiritual condition is. And I pray that you will use this broadcast today to enhance their relationship with you. If there are those listening who have never yet trusted your Son as their personal Savior, I pray that today will be the time of salvation when they do that. If there are those Christians who are outside of your will, I pray that the broadcast would be used of your Holy Spirit to bring them back into a proper relationship with you. And then, Father, I pray that you'll use the program to prepare and equip all of us who know you and who are walking with you to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church to worship you in spirit and in truth today. But, Father, above all, I pray that you'll be honored and glorified through everything that transpires in this broadcast, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Here's another Christmas song that I really love, entitled, Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go back to the Old Testament book of Micah. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, where the Word of God says, But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, one of the many prophecies in the Old Testament given concerning the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now before I deliver a message entitled Preparing for Christmas, let's listen to another song that I think is a favorite of most of us as it relates to the Christmas season. It's entitled Silent Night, Holy Night. God bless you as you listen.
Silent night, holy
I think that's one of the favorite Christmas carols of many people around the world, Silent Night. And what a joy it is to realize that Christ, our Savior, is born. Well, today I want to speak to you for a few moments on the subject of preparing for Christmas. And so I begin by asking the question, what are you doing to prepare for Christmas? Are you out purchasing gifts? Are you planning parties? Are you attending church activities? Are you putting up Christmas decorations around your house? What are you doing to prepare for Christmas? I'm sure that in one way, shape, or form, all of us are doing some of those things that I've just mentioned. But you know, my question today is not how should we prepare for Christmas from the secular perspective, but what we should do as Christians to prepare for Christians from a spiritual perspective. Many times we get caught up in the secular aspect of Christmas, and there are many secular things out there. But our focus should really be upon what this time of the year is all about. This time of the year is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think there are certain things that every one of us should do to prepare for the celebration of the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, we don't know the exact date upon which the Lord Jesus was born. There have been many studies conducted down through the years to determine that. And there are many people who actually do believe that it was December the 25th. We can't be absolutely sure on that. But December 25th is the day that we commemorate and celebrate the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it should not be just a secular event, although it is. And we see that all around the world. There are many people who are doing many things during the Christmas season that celebrates Christmas or by which they celebrate Christmas, but they don't have a relationship with the Lord. So how should one prepare to celebrate Christmas in the way that's honoring to the Lord? Allow me to give you a couple of suggestions today, actually four of them. You might want to write them down and consider them. First of all, the most important thing to do to prepare for Christmas is to make sure that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Do you? Can you find a time in your life where, having realized that you were a sinner and lost and separated from God, and that Jesus Christ went to the cross and suffered and bled and died for you and then rose again from the grave to the point that you trusted him as your personal Savior? Can you do that? I'm not necessarily asking you for a specific date. Many people remember the date that they trusted Christ. I do. It's July the 17th, 1964. But I'm not asking you for the date, but can you find a time? Do you remember a time when you realized that you were a sinner and that Jesus Christ was the Savior, and so you called upon his name and asked him to save you? If you can't do that, then you really don't understand the full meaning of Christmas. Oh, yes, you can go through the various expressions of Christmas and the various secular celebrations of Christmas, but if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, there's really no spiritual meaning to Christmas in your life. We need to remember that Jesus Christ came into the world to provide salvation for us. In Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." We are all born spiritually lost, separated from God in our sin, and cannot have a relationship with God in that condition because God is holy. But Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost, and thus went to the cross and suffered and bled and died and then rose again from the grave so that those who were spiritually lost can be spiritually found and have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 45, the Lord Jesus says, "For even the Son of Man," referring to himself, "came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." A ransom. That means that Jesus Christ paid the wage of sin, which is death. In Romans 3:23 and 6:23, we find these words. It says, "All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And so Jesus Christ came into this world to give his life a ransom for everybody on the face of the earth. That's what Christmas is all about. So in preparing for Christmas, make sure, number one, that you've trusted Christ as Savior. Secondly, determine to worship Christ for who he is. When we study the Word of God, we see that in Luke chapter 2, the angels appeared to the shepherds out there on the hillside outside of Bethlehem and told them about the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to pick up the reading in verse 8 of Luke 2, where it says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them." What did the shepherds do when they heard about the incarnation of Christ? They glorified and praised God. They worshiped him in spirit and in truth. There are a lot of activities taking place during this time of the year, but I want to encourage you to take some special time and read the gospel accounts of the incarnation of Christ. Read the gospel accounts as to what we have through Jesus Christ, and then glorify him and praise him for all that he's done for us in that work on the cross. This is a time that we should truly honor and worship Christ for who he is. Thirdly, let's give to the Lord Jesus Christ for who he is. I don't have the time this morning to read the entire account of the coming of the Magi as it is related to us there in Matthew chapter 2. But you'll be reminded, I'm sure, that the Magi was a special class of Persian priests, and you can date them clear back to the Word of God as it records it in Daniel chapter 5. And so they had been around for quite some time. Well, they saw the star of the Lord Jesus Christ, as it were. And as you know the story there in Matthew chapter 2, they traveled from Persia to Bethlehem to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says this in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11, that when they found the house where he was, they came into the house, and they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Those three gifts were the most three important gifts that they could have given. Gold represents the fact that Jesus Christ is king. Frankincense represents the fact that Jesus Christ is God. Myrrh represents the fact that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. They gave the best that they could have to the Lord Jesus Christ in celebrating his birth. You and I should do the same as well. Christmas is a time when we can renew our relationship with the Lord indeed, but also should give him our lives. Maybe you want to give something extra in your time and talent and treasure during this time of the year. But when you take into consideration that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, are you willing to give your best for him as he gave his best for you when he suffered and bled and died? So this is a time of the year to give unto the work of the Lord, and I trust that you'll do that. Finally, as we come to the conclusion of our study today, Christmas is the time to spread the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, there are many people who really don't know who Jesus Christ is. And you and I who know Christ and who know all about who Christ is should share the message of Jesus Christ with others. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 20 and verse 21, the Bible says that Jesus is speaking, and he simply said this. He said, "Even as the Father has sent me, even so send I you." So I would encourage you today to do what you can to spread the truth about Jesus Christ. There are many who do not know about him. So share the good news about Christ. These four things take into consideration today. Make sure that you know Christ as your personal Savior. Secondly, worship Christ for who he is. Thirdly, give to him for who he is. And fourthly, spread the truth about Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus was born one holy night years ago. Let's give him the praise and thanksgiving today for who he is and for what he's done. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, God bless you. Keep looking up, because remember, the best is yet to come. Go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today as well. God bless you. Amen.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.